my best of the year list at some point. I haven't officially cemented anything. I haven't chiseled anything in stone yet. We're still weighing some options. But we need to investigate this thing a little more, this new Lindy Ortega record. Came out in October. A bunch of records came out in October that I'm just now learning about. So, yeah, we'll wait a while. We'll keep the chisels warm. Do you need chisels to be warm to work better? I don't know that you do. But anyways, From the Ether, this record is called. And it's a bit of a... It's a bit of a concept album about being haunted by a romantic partner. And an interesting concept for sure. The whole record was written with a guy by the name of Mike Meadows from Austin, Texas. He's done a lot of stuff. He plays a lot with Hayes Carl, apparently. But he's written all these songs with Lindy on this record, including this one that we're going to start off with, called The Necromancer. Lindy Ortega, best of the year, Twang Trust, go.
You're getting me, necromancy to romance me.
This is Lindy Ortega, and you're listening to The High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
If I was still alive, all I knew for certain. certain was your love for me felt like it had died. I was in the ether wanting to communicate, trying to reach out to you, but it was too late. You could never see me, you could never really see me, and maybe that's the reason why leaving me was easy. I'm a ghost, I'm a ghost. I will be the one who ends up haunting you the most, 'cause I'm a ghost.
Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the fear killer. This beer is killer. Phyllis Diller is a cock thriller.
Well, when you think about it, that song could only have one title, really. A Poem on the Men's Room Wall. That was from Phosphorescence album of this past year called Revelator. We are fortunate that Phosphorescent himself will be coming to town very soon, January 22nd. What day is that? Oh, a Wednesday, of course. I mean, the pre-tape coming up, or at least a partial pre-tape. West End Cultural Center, Wednesday, January 22nd, part of the Winterruption Festival going on. Put on by those Real Love Kids. Phosphorescent with the Secret Beach opening up. Gonna be a tasty, tasty evening. I can hardly wait. Before that, we heard Haley Hendricks. Haley Hendricks finally got around to putting out another record. And it just, there was another one that was way under my radar. It was already out and I didn't even know. And it was like, came out in October. And, you know, here I was in the middle of December thinking, I thought she was putting out a record. And it had been out for like a month and a half. And yeah, I hadn't heard a thing about it. I don't know. It's called, what is it called? I don't know. It didn't come up on my thing there. But something about seeds, some kind of seeds, I don't know. The song we heard, though, was called Sorry, Fahey, which I'm guessing is a little nod to John Fahey, because it sure sounds like a John Fahey guitar piece, didn't it? It really did. Brand new from Haley Hendricks here on the Twang Trust, and we heard a couple from Lindy Ortega's super secret record that she put out and told nobody about last year. At least she didn't tell me. I knew she had put out a single, a couple of Tom Waits covers with some dude from Texas. And it wasn't the dude that she wrote this entire new record with, called From the Ether. That was the dude by the name of Mike Meadows. And from that album, we heard The Necromancer and The Ghost. Ooh, spooky stuff from Lindy Ortega. That's the way we like her. We like her spooky. And it'd be nice to see Lindy back through town again, wouldn't it? Yeah. If it's ever going to happen, it'll be 2025, I think. I feel good about it. Yeah. Speaking of shows coming up, there's a good one. You can even buy an actual ticket for it from me. The Studome box office open 24/7. 24/7, literally. You can come anytime, night or day. We never sleep at the Studome anymore. There's always somebody awake, it seems. And we'll sell you an actual hard ticket that, you know, you can pick your teeth with if you want. To see The Fuse on Saturday, March 22nd at the Park Theater. And what do you know? The Fuse clocking in at number 3 in our Best Albums of the Year list here on the Twang Trust. And like I said earlier, just because you're local doesn't mean you get the token local spot on our Best Of list. No, no, no. No, you got to earn your spot, and The Fuse earned their spot in spades, baby. Let's cue up now I'm going to play 3 songs from this. It was tough to pick 3. There's 20 songs on this album. It was almost a double. It was almost a stick. It was almost going to be a USB stick with like 400 hours worth of stuff and all kinds of historical stuff, and it was going to be quite the package. And then they decided at the last minute, let's just do a single disc. And still an amazing thing. And there's a handful of old songs they've redone. There's one that goes back all the way to the mid-80s, for Pete's sake. We're not going to hear that one tonight, but Thorns in Your Crown. I have a bootleg cassette tape of them doing that song at the Royal Albert in 1983. Okay, that's the earliest song on here. There's a few others that have been redone over the years, but the vast majority of them are brand new And frankly, those are all the best songs. How often does an artist, does a band come along and do their best stuff this late in the game? Winnipeg's The Fuse are in that tiny little list. And here, this might be my favorite song of theirs ever. I don't know. It's just a gorgeous thing called Against the Dying Light. The number three album of the year on the Twang Trust by The Fuse.
Passing through the door, the day has gathered all that it can carry. Sets it down beside for anyone who needs something. Searching for a home.
and make new memories. We're sailing on into a brighter day. That's what you hear them say. They seem to know us well. Then I can be in your world, and you can be in mine. We won't dare say forever, just give each other time. We're watching through the perfect stranger's eyes, listening, she sighs. It's all before. So say goodbye to this world. We've seen what's gone before. Then you can be in my world, and I can be in yours. We'll walk into the perfectly unknown, searching for a home, and make new memories.
Jeff, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yes, indeed. The Fuse coming in at number 3 on the Twang Trust Hit Parade of 2024. At the Palace was the album. They released it at last year's annual show at the Park Theater. Yeah, I believe it was earlier March, a little later this year. March 22nd, it happens this year. You can get your tickets at ticketweb.ca if you're a big fan of service fees. If you're not, come on by the Studium. I'll sell you an actual hard ticket with no fees at all. Feeless. Feeless tickets at the Studium. Yeah. Hope to see you there one way or another. And we heard 3 songs from At the Palace. We heard that there, the House Angels Reply. Before that, The Perfectly Unknown, and we started it off with Against the Dying Light. And there's 17 more fabulous numbers to dig into on that record. Oh, so good. So good. So, you know, we always need a bit of a groove action every year. So we're gonna listen to the best soul music we heard of the year. Now, my knowledge of such stuff is minimal, as much as I love it. And, you know, one thing that I do notice, I mean, there's really only 2 bands doing the retro soul thing that really, really do it for me, that being Duran Jones and the Indications and the Monophonics, Kelly Finnegan's outfit. But often I'll listen to them on the Apple Music thing, and then when the album ends, they have their, you know, just the automated thing kicks in. And people whine about that all the time, but I've heard so much great stuff on that. I don't know. I don't do the Spotify thing, which I guess just plays Spotify music once your own picks have ended, so they make more money. But yeah, there was a bit of a scandal a while back about that. But I found the retro soul stuff that Apple Music throws at me is pretty great. I need to make notes. But anyways, we will hear something from Kelly Finnegan of the Monophonics. He put out a solo album this year called A Lover Was Born. Going to hear something from that album. We're also going to hear something from Aaron Fraser, the drummer and vocalist of the Indications. And the indications are that Duran Jones and Aaron are back with an official Indications record sometime this year. That's good to see, because both those guys have been doing the solo thing for a while. But all seems to be well. They still want to get back together and do the band thing, and that's what we like the best. But we do love Aaron's solo stuff, too. We're going to hear probably my favorite. It's the sexiest song of the year, for sure, is what we're going to hear in this set from him. But here's something I heard. This is something that Apple Music threw up after one of those Indications records ran out. And it's a song I should have known, but for whatever reason I didn't. This was a hit in like the mid-70s for somebody whose name is escaping me at the time. You probably know. Most good-hearted people know already. They don't need to be told about this stuff, but I needed to be told for some reason or other. Let me cue it up proper. This is a song. This is a few years old, but hey, it was new to me. Okay, that counts. And it's so great. And it's the song's been covered a few times over the years. And this, I don't know, purists will probably think this is cheesy compared to the original. I actually prefer this to the original. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I'd never heard it before and it's the first time I ever heard it. But whatever. This is Pepe Marquez, the famous Pepe Marquez. Yeah, I know. Nobody's hands are going up. You never heard of Pepe Marquez before, but here's his version of the 1975 soul classic that I never heard of before for some reason or other, called Be Thankful for What You've Got, on the Twang Trust tonight here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Those touch me. You know just how to touch me.
Kiss me. Oh. tan cerca.
She wouldn't care.
at night, let my mind reset. Looking up from a cigarette, she's already left. I start digging up the art for what's left of me in our little vignette. For whatever poor soul is coming next, she's gonna save me, call me baby. From her head to my head, she'll know me crazy, soothe me daily. But yet she wouldn't care. We'll steal her Lexus, be detected, ride around picking up clues. We'll name our children Jackie and Wilson, raise them on rhythm and blues.
It was new to me. That's Hozier from, gosh, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago or something. At least 10, anyways. From his debut record. That was a song called Jackie and Wilson. I had never heard it until I went and seen him at the big arena downtown this summer. And what a show. Definitely made my top gigs of the year list. I had no idea what to expect going in. I was only going because it was a big deal and the kid went and she wanted to go with somebody. So I had a ticket and it was cheap as big shows go. Like, and Hozier, he's like the most down-to-earth, righteous dude going, you know? He's what Bruce Springsteen used to be, you know? Tickets were affordable. No platinum seats, no reselling allowed. It was just great all the way around. Yeah, Hozier. Who'd have thunk it? Before that, and it, I don't know, was that rhythm and blues? It was groovy. He's got an R&B thing going on there. Plus, the song was called Jackie and Wilson. You know, that's half the deal right there, right? Before that, some serious grooving with Aaron Fraser, Dime, from his album of last year called Into the Blue. We heard Kelly Finnegan from the Bay Area, Monophonics. His solo record was called A Lover Was Born last year. From it, we heard Let Me Count the Reasons. And we started it off with Pepe Marquez and his cover of Be Thankful for What You've Got. And that's just about going to do it for us here on the Twang Trust tonight. This is part two of our look back at the best of 2024. Still tons of stuff I never got around to that made my lists of top albums and gigs. I didn't even play anything from the Wussy album, number 5 album of the year, Cincinnati, Ohio, from Wussy. I didn't play anything from the Mavericks. You know, the Mavericks are always a great live band, but, you know, sometimes the records are sort of like, whatever. It's just an excuse to tour. But this new Mavericks album, Moon and Stars, I really loved it, and it came in at number 7. Waxahachie's Tiger's Blood made everybody's list, including mine. What else didn't I play in the last couple of weeks that made my list? Leaf Rapids, Local Folks, made a great record called Velvet Paintings. Amy Rigby put out a fabulous thing, as did Chuck Prophet and Lizzie No. Lizzie No's Halfsies coming in at number 12. You don't know Lizzie No, you should. And as far as gigs go, gosh, like a week after Bruce Springsteen was here, Danny Michelle and Steve Polt put on this tiny little show at the West End, and it was, you know, it was just as good. It was so great, that show. And, we need to nod to that. Marty Stewart at the Casino was brilliant. The Paper Kites, there's another band I knew nothing about really going in. But I had an inkling. People were raving about them, and I went, and it was so great. The Paper Kites. That was last March. The Trans-Canada Highwaymen was a blast at the Casino last year. And Amy Nelson, who's been around for a bit, I'd never seen her before, and went to Times Changed. And wow, blew my mind. Love some Amy Nelson. Hope to see her back in town sometime this year. There's a dozen or at least artists that I never got around to. So we might do part three next week. We'll see. We'll see. Or part two and a half, anyways. We'll see what happens. But here, we need something short and sweet. Well, I don't know how sweet this is, but it's short. It's kind of sweet in its own weird little way. Of course, it was an ugly year politically. Looks like it's even going to get uglier this year all over the world. So why don't we go out with this one from Carsey Blanton? See you next week, kids, on the Twang Trust.
In the morning when I leave my den, I moisturize with the tears of men. Stir my tea with a crucifix. I'm an ugly, nasty, comedy.